Hey there. Good morning. At least I assume it's morning where you are. It's morning here where I'm sitting. Welcome to day one of the creativity deep dive. Let's just jump right in. Today, my goal is to give you an experience of creativity, a direct experience, and I want you to really feel what it's like to be creative. In the video lessons, I think it was part three, I talked about my experience of writing haikus. Haikus, if you don't know, are a very short form of poem that originated in Japan. And for our purposes, we are going to say it's a three-line poem. The first line has five syllables. The second line has seven syllables, and the third line again has five syllables. So the poem is very, very short, and you're quite restricted about the words that you use because you have these strict syllable counts to fit your poem into. The idea here is that you write the haiku about something that you see in the world. You're making an observation about something. It can be something that you're witnessing with your eyes. It could be something that you're feeling inside of you. It really doesn't matter for our purposes. But the idea here is the poem, the haiku, is going to capture something. But you are going to be restricted to the syllable count, 5, 7, 5. In my experience in the past, I used to really enjoy writing haikus, and I probably wrote at least one every day, if not more, and had a lot of fun doing it. I really enjoyed the constraint of the 5, 7, 5 syllable count, and it really forced me to be creative, to try and express what I was feeling or what I was seeing within that structure. And then one day I decided, hey, I want to learn a little bit more about this haiku idea. And I went and I got a book. I went and bought a book about haiku. And I learned that haiku is actually way more complicated than 5, 7, 5. There are all of these rules about what a haiku should do, what it should be about, how the structure really should be shaped. And as soon as I read that book and I understood the traditional Japanese haiku, I suddenly had a much harder time writing them. And in fact, I didn't enjoy writing them as much. I just eventually abandoned the practice almost altogether. And it still sticks with me to this day, the rules about the haiku. And I'm not going to share those rules with you because they're not important. In fact, what was happening is really the point of the story, that the rules that I was following, sure, they were the traditional Japanese haiku rules. So in one sense, they were real, but there was nothing that said that I had to follow those rules. I made that part up entirely. I was perfectly happy writing haiku for years using my own rules, which was just simply the 5-7-5 structure. And it wasn't until I started placing these outside constraints that it really derailed my creativity. And I suspect that most of us do that in our lives in whatever endeavor we are undertaking. So the idea here is to have some constraint, because some of the constraint actually brings the creativity out, but too much constraint goes in the opposite direction and stifles our creativity. So our challenge for today, the day one challenge, is to write some haiku. And I think I'd like you to try to write three haiku throughout the day. And what I recommend that you do is set your alarm. You can write one of them as soon as we're done here, and that gets one of them out of the way. But set your alarm on your phone. Set some kind of a reminder that will go off at a random time. And as soon as the alarm goes off, that would be your moment to write a haiku using the 5-7-5 syllable constraint. And the idea there is the alarm goes off, you don't know where you will be, you don't know what you will be doing, so you will have a fresh view of the world in that moment. And the haiku should just be about your momentary experience. It should just be a capturing of something that you see, that you find interesting. It could be something that you're feeling right now, something that you are experiencing in some other way. But the idea there is, in that moment, just capture it. And, you know, allow yourself to take however much time it requires you to take to write that haiku. But the haiku is really for you. It's your creative endeavor, and you're not going to have to share it on Facebook. You're welcome to, of course. You're welcome to share it with me by responding to the email that you received from me this morning, but you don't have to. And just really experience what it feels like to do something creative, to take something that didn't exist before and bring it into the world, to take something from within yourself and express it outwardly. So that is today's challenge, the haiku. And I look forward to hearing how you get along with this practice. And I appreciate you spending part of your day with me here at the Life Design Center. I look forward to connecting with you tomorrow morning for day 2 of the Creativity Challenge. And until then, I wish you a prosperous journey. Take care.